Then you get over your lid. Banner, who give me the head. You keep the red. I want a number the nick. Then you can go like a sled. I'm gonna play shit. Nigga, I ain't with all that fake shit. I'm living life like I made it. You try to play me. Eat, I put you on the pavement. Get away, nigga, no cases. We like the 80s. Went jumping just like he baby. Oh, I do not want a baby. Know that I lie, so why the fuck you acting crazy? I ain't got a cape, I ain't saving. Say that you slide. Pull up and shoot out your tire. Nigga, no pick out the blind. Know that you high. Soon as I see you, I'm fine. Man, I'm gonna miss you this time. Give me the Draco. We breaking shit like a Lego. Your beef on me, cause I had peso. And I'm the boss. Nigga, don't add me to call. Thousand on the 2x4. What is your thought? You show me shit that you bought. Say you forget what it's called. Nigga, you lost. I can show you how to ball. Get it back, nigga, don't fall. We some young niggas. We got a whole lot of figures. Hoping that you get the picture. I don't smoke switches. Pass me a wood, my nigga. I smoke a 3x5 or bigger. My leg get little. Try to take some, you get hit up. Bill won't be ringing for pillars. These bitches, they dig up. Better than four than the kisser. Stop all that line, you miss it. You get your itching. Nigga, get wild as a teacher. I drop a ball like a missile. Give me a pistol. Make a nigga in the tip, then leave his ass for the cleaner.
Aye.
Ay, I got a tool. Ay, she red as a fool. Ay, he a at the tone crew. Catch up, I'm not a nigga on the news. I got a pocket full of blue clue. Cook on the bitch and toss it with the crew. You want your money, nigga, you a fool. I teach him a lesson, take his ass to school. These niggas lying, I ain't with the cabin. We got them choppers, catch him on some static. I'm in the LA, I'm finding like I'm magic. I never drink, I do a nigga tragic. I gotta say it, shoot, it's automatic. We stash some pounds of money in the attic. I'm feeling like fuck it, let the nigga have it. No, I ain't stopping till a nigga have it. Yo, and I got a bad, but she got a bad, though. Nigga be throwing these fish while they mad, for. You know I'm up, but I can't go no red, though. We gon' pull up and we all in your city. I got a knot, they got 150. Went through some shit and the Lord in my windy. Play with the gun, we gon' tear up your ceiling. I need some strikers, I fit to a fissure. I just might go brazen and pull up a fissure. Walk out the house every day, pistol. You never know when a nigga might get you. These pussy niggas be soft for the tissue. Matches is on me if you wanna issue. I'm in the trap smoking good for my mental. I got a own, can't fuck with a rental. Yeah.
I bet y'all listen to this. Like, what the hell he listening to? I'm shooting shit like I can hoop. Yeah, my bad, y'all. I'm sorry. But yeah, man. Yeah, man, I apologize, y'all. I'm on the road right now. In a pretty good mood. Saw some good. I thought I made a wrong turn. Boy, I'm about to get mad as hell. Excuse me. But yeah, man, like I said, saw some good friends of mine, man. I saw my brother, the boss. I saw the boss. Let me turn that down a little bit. I'm going to keep some music playing in this episode, so I don't expect this one to get monetized at all. Hold on. Ever since Baby on Baby dropped. But yeah. Say he needs some shit with some bopping. No, we ain't going to listen to that bullshit. But nah, man. Just going to get right into the episode. Hope everybody's having a good day. Had a good week. I had a pretty good week so far. What is it going to be, a straight shot? God damn it. Yeah, man, like I was saying, yeah, I hope everybody's having a good week. Had a good day so far. Like I said, I saw some good friends of mine. I'm chilling. It's the quote-unquote weekend. Going to the gym a little later, do some cardio. What else? Yeah, man, so like I said, hope everybody's having a good day. Good week. I'm just getting right into the topic. This topic is going to be one I've really been wanting to make for a while now, but I say like the past week. And I'll be honest, man, like I'm very, very lazy when it comes to podcasting. Whether that be me making an episode myself or me making one with somebody else. Not saying I don't want to make an episode with somebody else, because like I said, in our name drop, whether that's Brother Q, Brother Trent, like he and I, we're doing an episode Sunday about hip hop. It was the 50th anniversary of hip hop, so we're gonna do one about that, some little quote unquote controversial takes, stuff like that. But it's those two brothers, like my cousin, people like that, my brother, or my two brothers rather. I'm sorry, I had one on my podcast like last year. I had one on my podcast like last year, or whenever the fuck that was. I think it was last year. Yeah, last year. So I'll be honest, man. Like, I'm very lazy when it comes to podcasting, because people tell me all the time, like, once they hear my content, I don't know if it's my delivery or if it's, like, my different approach. Because nowadays, man, we're in an era where people say shit for shock value. You know what I'm saying? Like, people take the, no disrespect to this brother, because I respect him in a lot of his content. Not all of it. I agree with a lot of what he says, but not all of it. But they try to take, or they try to take the Charleston White approach. And what I mean by the Charleston White approach is, you know, like, they say shit for shock value. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I saying there's anything wrong with that? Not necessarily. As long, like, I believe in having, God damn, I hope it's serious. But it ain't, you ain't, bitch, you ain't going no goddamn way. This stupid motherfucker going the opposite way. Fuck you, bitch. I had a moment. I'm shit, man. Hey, man, y'all better buckle up. I'll be doing a lot of goddamn cussing. I hate coming out this time of day. But shit, I mean, I did want to see my people, though. The sacrifices I make for the people I love. But no, man, and I'll see. I'm just talking shit. But no, man. So, yeah, like I was saying, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the Charleston White approach. But I think a lot of people get lost in, or I think your actual message or whatever can get lost in translation. Especially when you don't, how do I want to say this? Especially when you don't know, or you're not really who you really are. You know what I'm saying? Like, in social media, I'm one of those people. I don't believe in posting in any and everything on social media. I'm not one of these people that live vicariously on social media. Because, like I said, man, I believe in keeping certain shit private, like my love life. I ain't gonna say my love life, but if it's a woman or women I'm dealing with, or if it's money or what I do for a living, or my next move, whether they be business wise or whatever the case may be, I believe in keeping certain things private. You know what I'm saying? And like, even if I'm not saying I am, but and I'll be honest with, well, no, let me use the example I was gonna use first so it can make sense what I'm gonna say. Okay, let's say if I was having family issues. Not saying I am, but let's just say if I was, right? I'm not gonna run the social media, because that's external factors that'll make up whatever the issue is worse, you know what I'm saying? No matter how a minor or major issue may be. You know what I'm saying? The more people you have involved in the issue, no matter how minor or major it is, it's going to get worse automatically, because you have external forces, especially if you're in a quote unquote relationship and you have a firm experience and you have your girl's homegirls or her family members, or if it's your homeboys or friends or your family members getting into your business, it's going to fuck up your relationship. And, you know, it's really no different. So shit like that, I like to keep off social media. I mean, we see people, they literally live their lives on social media. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is wrong with social media. It has, just like everything else, it has its pros and cons. But in my opinion, it's more cons than pros. The reason I say that, or one of the reasons I say that, rather, I apologize, is because we become so reliant upon it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, for instance, like what I'm on right now is a social media platform. Now, nothing is wrong with connecting with people. If you have a brand or business, or let me put my phone right here. Okay. Like, if you have a brand or business or whatever the case may be, you know, nothing is wrong with wanting to market or network or, you know, make connections and things like that. That's one of the pros of social media. You know, you meet like-minded individuals. I've come across quite a few cool-ass people, whether that be in the fitness industry, since I'm heavy in the fitness, or whether that be on the business side or personal side, whatever the case may be. I've come across a lot of cool individuals, or quite a few cool individuals, you know what I'm saying? But my thing with that is, I don't know where the fuck I'm going. No, I'm lying. I do. Just traffic. But yeah, man, like I was saying though, so that's one of the pros of social media, you know. But like that other shit, like, and all this ties into really why I'm making this episode. So it'll be a lengthy one. I don't know how long I'm gonna make this episode. I'm just, oh shit, this is for all my Tupac fans right here. I'm fucking up. Multiple gunshots fill the block, the fun stops. Niggas is calling cops, people shot, nobody stopped. I wonder when the world stopped. Carrie, last night you get shot while the whole block staring. I would never understand in society. When they try to murder me, then they lie to me. The product of a dying breed. All my homies trying weed. Let those little babies praise, raise up in the seat. Tell me when my enemies flee when they see me. Believe me, even thugs gotta learn to take it easy. Listen. Man, y'all the fucked up playing this shit. My playlist jammed today. I should have waited out. Fuck it. Perfect blunt and let me spark it for you. One love from a thug nigga rolling with a posse full of paranoid drug dealers. Sitting here, my friends, I see it, nothing but my dreams coming true. While I'm staring at the world through my rear view, I see nothing but my dreams coming true. While I'm staring at the world through my rear view, they got me staring at the world through my rear view. Gonna baby scream to God, he can't hear you. I can feel your heart beating fast because it's time to die. We're getting high, watch the time fly. Man, I'm telling y'all, bro, if y'all ever, like, whoever listens to this episode, you ever riding in a car with me, I ain't gonna lie, we gonna be lit. Playlist gonna be lit. I'm gonna play some bullshit too, but I'm gonna play some real shit too, you know what I'm saying? I just got this on Shuffle right now. I'm on Spotify. I got Spotify and SoundCloud and Audio Mac. But yeah, man, my Spotify playlist got like over 1,800 songs in it. Somebody be like, God damn, bro. I got a problem, bro. I like music, bro. I'm a music connoisseur. Man, I know it's some fine ass with, oh shit, but I'm, man, y'all fucking with me. I'm about to come out of retirement. Here you go. Bitch, get out of the way. Now, I was raised a young black male in order to get paid, forced to make crack sales. Called a nigga, so they sent me to these overpacked jails in the cell, counting days in this living black hell. Do you feel me? Keys are ignition, using your expression. Roll with a 12-gauge pump for protection. Niggas take me in the section for using tear ticket. So the Smith and Wesson's war weapons. Heavenly Father, I'm a soldier. I'm getting hotter because the world's getting colder. Baby, let me hold you. Talk to my guns like they fly. Hey, man, y'all, hey. Y'all don't understand, bro. Well, the pop listeners understand, but man, somebody gonna be listening to this and be like, bro, you know that shit. Man, Pac the GOAT. RIP to Tupac Shakur, man. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't forget the point of this episode. Hey, man, you know, shit, we gonna have a good time, y'all. We gonna have a good time. Shit, put your headphones on. You know, fuck it. Shut up. But yeah, man, like I was saying, though, like I was saying a minute ago before this song came on. Yeah, man, like, so that's really the premise of this episode. Like, the past week, man, like, and really the premise of this episode is really going to be why everybody should not have a voice on social media. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, man, we all on social media, especially if it's not the Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith bullshit, if it ain't about this woman and this goddamn Cheesecake Factory bullshit, if it's not about... shit, whatever else, man. Motherfuckers still dwelling on high school rejection type shit. And they older than me. And it's a damn shame, man. Like, people really are projecting their insecurities and their, I don't want to call it failures, but people are projecting their insecurities to the masses, and that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing wrong with getting your voice out there. Like I said a little while ago, like, nothing is wrong with marketing or branding or networking and shit like that. I respect your hustle. I really do. I respect any man and any woman's hustle, especially another so-called black man, especially if it's legal. Bitch, better let me over. I appreciate it. You ain't no bitch. I'm sorry. Bitch is a term of endearment. But yeah, so like I was saying, like, that motherfucker flying. I'm glad I got, goddamn. I'm glad I got out the way, boy. Skip. What the fuck? Skip. But yeah, man, like I was saying, though, in all seriousness, like, people are projecting their insecurities out to the masses. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be honest, man, like, the only people who I really hear saying what I'm saying is Brother Q and myself, you know what I'm saying? Because, and the reason I'm a, and the reason I'm shouting that brother out is because, like, although he's young, you know what I'm saying? He's younger than me. For those, y'all know, but those that don't know, I'm 25, he's 20, just turned 20. But it's like, he's not like, or we're not like a lot of people like in our quote unquote generation or age range, you know what I'm saying? Like we, you know, like we, I mean, we young brothers, man, you know, like we like to, you know, bullshit. We like to have our fun and nothing's wrong with that. But it's a balance, you know, it's all about balance. It's like when life and bullshit get mixed up. I wonder what song I'm gonna play next. But yeah, like what, like when life and bullshit gets mixed up, you get shit like this, you know what I'm saying? You get any and every, or you get a lot of people living life on social media and doing any and everything on social media, you know what I'm saying? Social media is not the place for that, you know what I'm saying? I don't, and nobody else gonna say it, but I will. I mean, bro, nobody cares about your problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have problems. We all got shit to deal with. We all got some shit we don't feel too good about, whether that be physically, whether that be mentally, whether that be our upbringing we feel some type of way about. Maybe we have unresolved childhood traumas and shit like that we're dealing with. But my whole point, bro, stop dwelling on shit. Nothing is wrong with having a conversation. Nothing is wrong with, you know, if you want to give your viewpoint on something, nothing's wrong with that. But, bro, goddamn, like this Will Smith shit, like, every, I shit y'all not, and I'm not being, and I'm not exaggerating, I shit you not, for like the past week at least, they've been talking about Jada Pinkett and Will Smith every fucking day, from this content creator to that content creator. People want to send you reels about this shit. I'm like, bro, respectfully, I don't give a fuck about Will Smith or Jada Pinkett. You know what I'm saying? For one, I don't know him personally. Even if I knew him personally, I still wouldn't give a fuck, because I don't include myself in shit that doesn't involve me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't do stupid shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Like, man, my whole point, and it's rhetorical, like, my whole point is, like, why are people so invested into a relationship, quote-unquote relationship, that y'all don't have shit to do with? Like, why are y'all so, like, do y'all want to fuck Will Smith? Do y'all want to fuck Jada Pinkett Smith? Like, I mean, for real, that's not shit. We all grown. Let's just call it for what it is. Like, why are y'all so invested in Will Smith and Jada Pinkett? You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to touch on that Cheesecake Factory shit, too. Not the situation, but just, like, the reaction, so to say, from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are people so invested into this shit? Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm too out of touch. Maybe my nonchalantness. Or, like, Pusha T said in that song, 40 Acres. That song goes so fucking hard. Just like Pusha T said in that song. He said, maybe my nonchalant attitude was always F it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's kicking in. Oh, that's Tyler the Creator playing right now. I don't know what the fuck is that, but that's the old Tyler the Creator, though. Hold on. And these hoes ain't acting right, because I'm Dracula, bitch. But yeah, so like I was saying, like maybe I'm just too out of touch, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like I see a lot of shit, man. I mean, it's social media. It's hard not to see this shit. I know we say social media is what you make it. That's true to an extent, but shit, man, we can't fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't, like, the shit that pops up on our feed, you know what I'm saying? I don't know when the fuck Instagram started doing this, but it'll be a lot of people I don't follow, like, their content or their shit is popping up on my feed. I'm like, bro, I don't even know this fucking person. I don't even follow this bitch. Like, why is this page? Excuse me, I'm sorry, but God damn, that shit sound like, I don't know what the, I need to edit that out. God damn, I'm sorry, y'all, fuck it. But I just had some coffee, I'm sorry, Skip. But, nah, man, in all seriousness, though, yeah, like, I get content creators or different pages I don't follow, shit popping up, and that happens a lot. I don't know if that happens to any of y'all, I'm pretty sure it does, but... And I'm like, bro, why the fuck is this person's page? I don't even follow this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that person behind me jamming. I don't know if... Oh, that's fabulous right there. Yeah, here's my shit right here. This that song bombs. But, yeah, man. So, I just don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I've said before in many podcast episodes, like I've said before, and like I'll continue to say, generally speaking, I don't rock with other content creators like that. And hey, shit, even a few content creators I watch, you know what I'm saying? I don't even watch them. Well, I haven't been watching them lately, because I noticed like they've been on that same shit too.
I'm not going to name drop. I mean, I've name dropped them before. You know what I'm saying? A few content creators I listen to. And am I knocking them? Am I, you know, whatever the case may be? No. But my whole thing is... But my whole thing is like, bro, like, what's the purpose? You see what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You're a content creator. You're trying to get your business out there or whatever the case may be. But really, like, what's the fucking purpose? You see what I'm saying? Like, talking about the same shit everybody else talking about. I don't give a fuck about, like I said, just like the Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith situation. And it's been, like, even, like, a lot of my favorite comedians, like, they'll talk about it. And I'm like... It's like a part of me, I'm like, bro, I don't even want to watch this fucking video. And usually when they make a video, shit, I don't hesitate clicking on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I see such and such upload a video. Shit, let me, well, shit, especially if I got the post notification turned on. I'm like, man, let me go ahead and check the shit out. Now I'm like, man, I see it. I'm like, I don't even want to listen to this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Just quit. Like, if I know you're going to be on the same shit everybody else on, I don't want to hear the shit. I don't give a fuck what perspective you talk about it from. I don't give a fuck what your viewpoint is, respectfully. I'm not going to tune in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying my viewership or me tuning to the video is going to make any difference, because I mean, it's the social media, depending on your platform, you know what I'm saying? One me isn't going to make a difference, but I'm not going to waste my time tuning into some shit I know I'm not interested in like that. Like I said, bro, people saying, you know, different shit, like it's a public emasculation of Will Smith and shit like that. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm not saying I'm disagreeing, but what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, that's my shit right here. That's that old game right here. But, yeah, I would turn this up. I want to get my point across. But, yeah, man, like I was saying, like, it's – and I'll be honest, man, like, a lot of time – and that's the whole – and that's one of the cons, I mean, about social – or with social media, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't even watch that many content creators to begin with. Like I say, like I said before, like I continue to say, it's probably like 5-6 content creators I watch. That's not counting like ESPN sometimes, the mixed martial arts and boxing channels and shit I watch. You know what I'm saying? I'm not counting them, you know, but I'm like, damn, like even y'all on the same shit too? I'm like, damn, there's a reason I listen to y'all. I'm not saying y'all owe me anything because you don't. My uncle got stabbed to death. He got murdered by a fiend. My pops ain't like that. He was from Nutty Block. They used to call him Maniac. Crazy ass nigga with a Black Panther tag. Jungle nigga crossed him out on his Compton hat. When I got older, I will understand that. It's blood in, blood out, and ain't no turning back. I told you, that's the old game right there. That's my favorite game album. That's I was on the Doctor's Advocate. He didn't miss on that fucking album. He did not miss. I know a lot of people like the Documentary 1 on the first, or his first album. But man, Doctor's Advocate, that's sheesh. And my favorite song, for anybody who may wonder, my favorite song with Doctor's Advocate is probably One Night. That song may play, I don't know, but yeah, man, like I was saying though, I'm like, damn, like even turn this down a little more. Yeah, like even, you know, even the content creators I listen to, I'm like, bro, y'all on the same shit too. And I'm like, it was a reason I listened to y'all, because not saying y'all were different, but I'm like, okay, y'all talk about a different or a variety of topics. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just don't talk about females this and females that, shit about Sexy Red and all this shit. Bro, I don't give a fuck about Sexy Red. I don't give a fuck about her and all these females. Even if I was fucking like my motto, like, I don't give a fuck what a female does around me, just as long as she don't bring that shit around me. Or, I'm sorry, I fucked it up. I don't give a fuck what a female does when she's not around me, just as long as she doesn't bring that shit back around me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if I'm with you, quote unquote, or if we just fucking, or if we getting money together. Don't bring no bullshit around me. That's any fucking body, but especially a female. Don't bring no bullshit around me, because I have a low tolerance and low patience, or no patience for bullshit. Low tolerance and no patience for bullshit. You know what I mean? But, excuse me. But yeah, man, like I was saying, man, like it's just like a lot of shit is really redundant and repetitive. So that's why, like, a lot of times, like, I'll say, man, like, I don't want to be included in topics. I don't want to be included in fucking group chats and shit like that, because it's really like, what's the purpose of talking about it? We say, man, we got to know. I'm like, bro, if you don't know now, you'll never fucking know. You know what I'm saying? We're in the age of information. Information comes at us, whether we like it or not, instantaneously. And we literally have information in the palm of our fingertips, or in our fingertips, you know what I'm saying? In the palm of our hands and our fingertips, we have information. You see what I'm saying? So what's the purpose of dwelling on all these topics? Like, nothing is wrong with having topics. I'm not saying don't have a conversation or a topic, but damn, just the same shit. Like, everybody's talking about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. Like, I even mentioned them in a previous episode. It wasn't even, it's like maybe 5-10 minutes or so, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, bro, even me talking about it, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just leave it at this, because it's just gonna be the same shit. Like, I don't want to say the genesis of a situation, but if you know, like, the conclusion of a situation, or if you know what a situation truly is, why keep dwelling on it? You know what I'm saying? It's just like if you were a female, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like if you were a female and, you know, you quit to complain about her, say she ain't shit, say she ain't this, say she ain't that, but you got the broad pregnant and you still live with the broad and all this shit. So I'm like, what's the fucking purpose of even doing that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand shit like that. And that happens a lot. You know what I'm saying? I know they say women do it to men, but men do the same shit to women. They always complaining about their baby mama or baby mamas and say, oh man, these hoes crazy. But bro, you got 5, 6, 7 different women pregnant. Who the fuck told you that shit was gonna fly? You know what I'm saying? Hell, it's hell trying to raise a child with one woman. You know what I'm saying? But you motherfuckers got 3, 4, 5 plus different, but hell to the no. I don't see how the fuck y'all do that shit. Y'all better than me. Shit, I ain't got time for this shit. I got one and it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? Even the times my daughter's mother and I, we didn't see eye to eye, I'm not posting that shit on social media. You know what I'm saying? Even though I talk about a lot of quote unquote controversial, let me speed up. Even though I talk about a lot of controversial shit on my podcast, I'm not going to even disclose that information on my podcast, because it's really none of nobody's fucking business. You know what I'm saying? But, and that ties into what I was saying earlier, like, people just post any and everything on social media and then complain about people in their business. Well, you invited that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, if people hear about some shit, that's different. You know what I'm saying? You can either choose to answer to it or choose to ignore it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, certain shit doesn't need to be posted on social media. You know, and just like this whole everybody wants to dwell on a certain topic, all this shit really is used as a distraction, to be honest with you. That's really the basis of it, you know. That's why it happens at a rapid clip, you know what I'm saying? Because I find it very ironic, Jada Pinkett is saying some off-the-wall shit, allegedly off-the-wall shit, and, you know, then, like, not too long after that, the whole Cheesecake Factory, the woman complaining about the Cheesecake Factory shit came up. You know what I'm saying? And it's shit like that, to quote Brother Q, it's shit like that that'll always be a topic, because, I mean, shit, when dealing with female rejection, especially black men, quote unquote black men, I mean, hey, black men, to quote Brother Q, black men, we experience the most hypergamy. And that's very true. You know, so topics like that will always be trendy, I'm sorry. But it's just like, I'm like, bro, okay, well, and that goes, since I brought up black men, but at the same time, that's on us. Like, you can, like, how do I want to say this? And I said it before, like, as a man, like, our best and worst attribute, in our opinion, is our pride and ego. Because as a man, you know, especially a young man, period, regardless of the age. But, you know, like, we, like, our pride and our ego, that's what keeps us going. That's what, you know, we wake up. What song is this? Oh, shit, I ain't know this song playing. Baby, who care? Riding, who care? And I was on that song for everybody else. Well, shit, motherfucker. But, yeah, man, like I was saying, because I heard that beat. I'm like, man, what song playing? I turned it up. Hold on, what song is this, y'all? Oh, shit, that's some Hobson right there. Y'all don't know nothing about that. But, Yeah, man, like I was saying, though, you know, that, I mean, at the same time, that's on us, you know what I'm saying? Because women, you can, bro, we, like, come on, as a man, bro, you know when a woman not interested in you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't just saying if she just playing games, shit like that, because women like to play games, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, bro, you, like, you, as a man, deep down, you know when a woman is truly interested in you or not, see what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about this fake-ass alpha male shit that niggas like to be on or nothing like that, but you know when a woman is genuinely interested in you. You know what I'm saying? Does she really want to fuck with you? And I've heard women say and tell me, you know, like, and hold up. I've heard women say that, and it's factual what I'm about to say. Women know within first meeting the dude if she gonna let that dude fuck or not. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever your goal is with that woman, if you're not getting what you want, stop wasting your time. Just like that dude in that video. I think he was black, wasn't he? Wasn't he black? Quote unquote. Not the point. But, you know, man, in general, especially us brothers, we got to stop wasting time in general. But we definitely got to stop wasting time with women who show us little to no interest. Because a lot of these females, they don't have shit going on. Like I said before, man, like, you think these females got it made, but, bro, they really fucking don't. They don't have shit going on. They're just looking for a free meal and free attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, a free meal. That's all these females want. You know what I'm saying? Shit, they looking for a free meal or somebody to take care of, you know? So I don't even fault the women for that, truth be told. I fault the man more so than that, because as a man, we're supposed to know. Women, they're emotional by nature, and men, by our nature, not saying every man is like this, but in our nature, it's our nature as a man to be more logical than emotional. You know what I'm saying? So that whole trying to trick off and tricking and all that bullshit, that's that. See, shit like that is what comes. That's the result of tricking. You know what I'm saying? And I don't respect men that do that shit either. I'm not saying paying to play, because as a man, we all pay. We pay directly or indirectly. We all pay. You know what I'm saying? We pay on, we've been going on dates. We pay with our time mainly, but we pay with our semen if we choose to procreate with that woman or not. But in some way, shape, form, or fashion, we pay whether directly or indirectly. Oh, these some nice apartments. Shit, low key, I can see myself like in a kind of area like this. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's real secluded. It's low key, good family environment. I'd be driving like a motherfucker. But yeah, man. Like I was saying, as a man, we have to. Oh, I'm sorry. Paying directly and indirectly. You know what I'm saying? As a man, we've all paid directly or indirectly. If you just want a trick, you know, do your thing, bust a nut, pay the woman for her services, hey, more power to you. But shit like that is the result of what comes with tricking. You know what I'm saying? Why y'all breaking, bro? The fucking light ain't shit in front of y'all. Bro, go. But yeah, man, it's this slow bitch. That's who it was. Get your head out of the way. But yeah, man, like I was saying, yeah, like, that's the result of tricking. You know, like, when you deal with women who don't want to deal with you, but you just pay her off, you get shit like that. Now, do women in general, or women generally speaking, have a false sense of entitlement? Absolutely. I mean, I've said that before. But as a man, we only have to deal with women who show us interest. Or as that saying goes, deal with the woman that likes you, not the one you like. You know what I'm saying? And I know that may sound a little weird, but it's like the women we generally like as men, they don't want to deal with us, you know what I'm saying? For whatever reason. Not going to get into those reasons on this episode, but for whatever reason, you know, but the women we like, we tend not to want to fuck with, because maybe she's not as attractive, or maybe she's not as sought after, or maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she just doesn't, we all wrong. Maybe she doesn't get our dick hard or hard enough or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Just depends. But, yeah. So, like I was saying, man, like, everybody shouldn't have a voice on social media, because you get shit like we're getting now. Like, everybody's saying the same shit in the same way. It's really no originality. Nobody's talking about anything of substance. Like I say, it's a time and place for everything. Nobody wants to have a serious conversation 24/7. I know I don't. Like I say, it's a time and a place for everything. I mean, I'm going to have times where I want to
You know what I'm saying? When I have a serious conversation, I'm going to have times where I'm business-minded. I'm going to have times where I just talk about sports, where I talk about life, shit like that. You know, it's all about balance. You know, life is just all about balance, you know. But problem is, life and bullshit is getting mixed up, like I said a little earlier. What song I'm playing now? Oh, yeah, I think that shit did that shit it do. Yep, sure did. But all good, Mike. But, yeah, like I was saying, man, like a lot of shit is repetitive and redundant. You know, that's why, honestly, I don't even listen to other content creators. Even the very few that I fuck with, I mean, lately I haven't been listening to them. I don't watch every video they make. Because, like I say, I'm like, bro, I'm getting tired of hearing about that topic. You know what I'm saying? Just like the whole Jada Pinkett and Will Smith shit, like I brought up. Everybody's up in arms about the shit Jada saying to Will. I don't really give a fuck. I'm not married to Jada Pinkett, nor am I Will Smith. So I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Even if I knew those two individuals personally, I still wouldn't give a fuck because that shit doesn't concern me. And the problem is, especially in this social media era, with everybody having a voice, they feel like people want to include themselves in shit that doesn't concern them. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that was almost rare. But people want to include themselves in shit that doesn't concern them, and they want to be included, you know? And I look at it like, well, how insecure are we, generally speaking, if we want to be included in some shit that doesn't concern us? You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, and we see it, man. That's why as men, and we'll see a lot of men, like, they talk about the Jada, like, the Will and Jada shit, like, Jada doing this shit to them. I'm like, bro, Jada ain't doing this shit to y'all. Shit, I mean, I'm not defending Jada. Hell no, I'm not doing that at all. But, and I'm saying, I'm like, bro, why are you so emotionally invested in what the fuck is going on? Because that's exactly what it is. People are emotionally invested, and that ties into that having people on pedestals. Because I remember a point in time, the mid to late 2010s, everybody was saying like this, like they were quote unquote couples goals. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember when people, I don't know if they still do it. They probably don't. But I remember a point in time when people used to do that dumb shit. Like, oh, like they're goals. And no, my gosh, like y'all are so goals, goal as fuck and bae as fuck and all this stupid. Man, y'all know this shit females do. Females mainly do that shit. Man, we don't do it. I ain't never seen a man do no stupid shit like that. I've always seen women do it. No disrespect, just speaking facts. But, yeah, man, like I was saying, I got to cut the music back on. I got to cut the music back on. But I can't stand when people say music. I'm like, nigga, it ain't no R in music. I'm like, bro, it's music, not music. But country, no talking bastards. But nah, man, in all seriousness, though, yeah. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I remember people saying that about Will and Jada. And in my mind, I'm like, bro, y'all don't know what the people life is like off camera or behind camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, fuck that. I don't give a damn because you look good taking pictures together. Fuck that. That's not what a quote-unquote relationship is about. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what I had to fix my phone. But, yeah, like, that's not what a quote-unquote relationship is about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, shit. You can look good taking a picture with a lot of fucking females. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean you goes as fuck as the females would say. Look at this shit. But, yeah, man, like, so, and I'm like, fast forward to now, all these years later, or these some odd years later, you know, we see the bullshit, you know, and everybody's, you know, up in arms about it and emotionally invested in it. Like I said, man, Will Smith is in my top five. I know I've said some little joking shit on my Instagram about it or shared certain pictures and shit. But in all seriousness, I've made it no secret, said it before, I'm going to keep saying it. Will Smith is a brother who I have the utmost respect for, especially as an actor or what he does, since I don't know him personally. You know what I'm saying? As an actor, as an entertainer, you know, I have the utmost respect for him. The brother's very talented and gifted because growing up, like I said before, growing up, The Fresh Prince was my favorite show growing up. I know everybody liked Martin, and that's not to diss Martin. Martin was a classic as well. But I drew more to the Fresh Prince more. Why that is, maybe it was the dynamics of the Fresh Prince more
maybe what attracted me to that show more, for lack of a better term, or why that show got my viewership more than Martin did. Because I can remember more Fresh Prince episodes off the bat than I can Martin episodes. You know, I know a lot of people be like, man, you crazy. And I'm like, well, bro, that's my opinion. Well, not even necessarily saying it's my opinion. I'm like, bro, I had every season of The Fresh Prince on DVD, and I used to watch this shit faithfully. Like, in elementary school, like, from, like, fourth grade to sixth grade, bro, I was watching that shit fucking faithfully. Like a motherfucker. I'm telling you, bro, because on the cover of one of them, Will Smith had that yellow raincoat on, and he had the little shit locks in his head. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I was watching that shit like a mug, you know. So, and as an actor, I mean, shit, we know about the classic movies Will Smith has been in, from Independence Day to I'm Legend to I, Robot to playing the late great Cassius Clay, formerly known as Muhammad Ali, to shit, man, I can keep going. You know what I mean? Bad Boys and here recently, Suicide Squad. And I didn't watch Suicide Squad, but you know what I'm saying? And I keep going, and one of my favorite movies by Will Smith is an underrated role of his. What's the name of that movie? Enemy of the State. Enemy of the State. My bad, I had a brain fart. But yeah, like Enemy of the State. That's a very underrated Will Smith role in my opinion, and that may be my favorite Will Smith movie, just for the simple fact, like, that movie really didn't get talked about like that. Like, of course, if you know Will Smith and you're a movie buff like that, you know about Enemy of the State. Regina King was his wife in the movie and things like that. So it was a damn good movie. I recommend that movie for those who haven't watched it. Yeah, so like I was saying, I'm an hour away. Shit, that's a bit. But yeah, man, like I was saying, I'll always have the utmost respect for Will Smith as an actor. He's in my top five all time. Denzel, Samuel L. Jackson, Morgan Freeman, Lawrence Fishburne, Will Smith. Those are my favorite actors of all time. Or top five, you know. Of course, you got your Robert De Niro's, you got your Al Pacino's, you got your Leonardo DiCaprio's, Forest Whitaker's, you got your... You know, on a lesser scale, no offense to this brother, you got your Clifton Powells, you got your Vin Rames, you got your Bruce Willis's, shit, who else, man? I can keep going with actors. People are like, damn, bro, you really name actors like that? Shit, hey, man, you got your Val Kramer's, you got your Clint Eastwood's, you know what I'm saying? I can keep naming actors, but Will Smith is definitely one of the best actors of all time, because at a point in time, Will Smith was looked at as that dude in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? He had the look, no homo, I'm not on no gay shit, but he has that look, that appeal, and especially as an action movie star or whatever, or action star or whatever. Should I get off? No. I'm going to get off on the next day. Fuck all this. But, yeah, especially because he's over 6 feet tall. I think Will Smith is like 6'2". You know, he's tall. He has an athletic build. No homo. You know what I'm saying? So that you know, because Hollywood is all about images and perceptions and shit like that. So Will Smith has that image, you know? So, like, I'll always have respect for him in that regard. But a lot of these wounds are self-inflicted. That's why I haven't really, like, I've talked about the situation, like I said a little while ago on a previous episode, but I don't really feel sorry for Will Smith, you know, because it's like, as a man, that's the dangers of settling as a man, you know, like, once you settle for less, you get shit like that, you get bullshit in return. And I never forget, man, salute to my father. It was 2018. I was having issues with my daughter's mother at the time. You better not get your ugly ass over here. I know that much. Well, okay. Well, you got over, but you ain't do no dumb shit. It's kind of a nice car, too. But, yeah, man, like I was saying, I was having issues with my daughter's mother. And my father told me, he was like, brother, don't settle for less, man. You a mighty king. Like, never settle in life. And it was simple what he told me, but it's always, like, the more simpler things in life that had the most impact. And that really impacted me, him saying that. Like, he didn't realize it. I don't even think he realizes it now. But, you know, like I say, man, like him telling me that really altered my mindset. Excuse me. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like, I was down on some, not some depressed shit, going through it. Man, y'all know how it is, man, dealing with females nowadays. Especially when it's your first. Whew, especially when it's your first. Good God, hot damn. But, you know, yeah, so I was like, you know what, you're right. I don't need to settle. You know, settling, that's all settling is. That's, I mean, look up the definition of settling, you know. But yeah, man, like I was saying, I'll always have the utmost respect for Will Smith. I'm not watching that emancipation shit, though, or whatever the name of the movie is. Fuck that. I'm tired of slave movies. I'm tired of that slave movie. I'm tired of fucking slave narratives being pushed upon black people purposely. I'm just tired of that shit. Like, that's why I didn't watch that movie. I think somebody asked me, they said, man, what you think about emancipation? I said, man, I'm not watching that bullshit. I'm tired of fucking slavery. Tired of slavery being pushed on us. I'm tired of having slavery conversations, because man, it's two topics that black people really are very, I don't want to say misinformed, well, I'll say misinformed and is it disinformed? Well, misinformed for sure, but it's like, okay, what I'm saying is, like, there's two topics that black people really don't know what they're talking about, but they act like they do because it's, like, emotional shit being passed down. And they say, oh, well, my grandma told me this. Like, bro, just because your grandma told you that, no disrespect, but that don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? How you know she doesn't have a dog in the race? How you know she's not, like, you know what I'm saying? How, like, how you know she doesn't have an ulterior motive? You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck just because that, because your grandma, oh, my granny told me that we was all slaves, but all black people were slaves. Bullshit. It was black slave owners. So I don't fuck. Never mind. No, I'll say it. I'm like, it was black slave owners. You know what I'm saying? And if you say that around a common black person, you know, I fucking hate these bros. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll speak louder. These bros ain't my shit. But, yeah, man, like if you say that around a common black person, they'll look at you like you crazy. They'll be like, oh, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, no, we was all slaves. No, the fuck we wasn't. Just like they think all black people come from America, from Africa. We do not. You know what I'm saying? Black men, or the black man was the first man. Let me get off this fucked up ass road. But, yeah, the black man was the first man, you know, so... You know, you had your Aboriginal blacks here in America. You had your blacks who were, you know, in England and those regions. And you had those, of course, from Africa. It's simple. You see what I'm saying? But you can't say that around it. There you go. This fucked up ass road again. You know, for as much construction as y'all had this shit under, y'all won't be fixing on shit. What kind of lazy motherfuckers are y'all? Fuck y'all. Eat a dick. But, yeah, man, like I was saying, though, yeah, so certain shit like that, is that in the Bible? Like, I'm gonna do my best not to cuss, because I don't like saying cussing and using the Bible or the Most High or his book and things of that nature. I don't like when they're cussing and using that in the same sentence. Although I've cussed in this episode, but you know what I mean. And that's the main topic that black people really get up in arms about is the Bible. You know what I mean? And all of this really ties into this episode, because I've said it before. I don't think I've ever said it on my podcast. I don't think I have. I know I've said it in voice messages, but I've never said it on a podcast. I don't think, but I'm going to say it now. How come for as many Bible verses for those that grew up in the church and those that went to church a lot when we were younger and things of that nature, or maybe still do? I don't go to church, me personally. I don't believe in church. I believe in God. I believe in the Most High. I believe in his son. I believe that Jesus is the son of the Most High. But I don't believe in church, you know, because I made the comparison a few years ago. I look at the modern day church, especially the black church, like a strip club. The congregation are the people spending the money. The choir members are the strippers, and the preacher, pastor, deacon, bishop, reverend, minister, whatever you want to call them, that's the club owner. That's how I view church. I know people may not like me saying it, but I don't really care. Like I said, block me and click off the episode. You know what I mean? But like I said, I don't believe in church. I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. I believe in the Most High. But I'm saying all that to say, how come for as many Bible verses we've heard in church, how come I've never, and I kid y'all not, man, maybe y'all are different from me, but I've never heard no one quote Ecclesiastes 7:26. I've never heard a pastor, a preacher, a deacon, a minister, a reverend, a bishop, an evangelist, I've never heard any of them quote Ecclesiastes 7:26. And for those who know that verse may know where I'm going with that, but I'm just going to say a part of the verse right now. And I find, hold on, and I find more bitter than death the woman, you know. And it's really more to that verse, but I'm just saying that that line right there. And I find more bitter than death the woman, you know. So I'm gonna just leave it at that. But yeah, man, so those two topics are really what, like I say, man, it's and all of this is really correlating or really is on topic. And the reason I'm saying all that is to say that there's other topics that could be out here to have. It's so much we could talk about. We can talk about the Most High and who he really was, or who he really is, rather. I'm sorry. We can talk about the Bible. We can have, like I said, we can have our conversations when we have fun, but it's all about balance. You know, why have more fun, you know, without having anything to celebrate? Or why have fun when there's nothing to celebrate? And I've made this analogy before. Me and a young man, like, people ask me how come I don't go to parties. I'm like, well, you know, the purpose of partying is to celebrate. You know, the purpose of a party is to, it's a celebratory event. You know what I mean? So I look at it like, if I haven't done anything worth celebrating, why would I party? And outside of that, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I've never been to a club before. I've been to a hookah lounge before in my later teens and earlier 20s. I'm saying that like I'm old or something. But yeah, man, like, I've been to a hookah lounge like twice. I think like 2-3 times, something like that. I've never been to a club. But my point is, it's like, why celebrate? You know what I mean? Like, there's really nothing, like, the whole purpose of a party or a get-together or whatever the case may be. Well, not a get-together, but a party is to celebrate. Like, what are we celebrating? Are we celebrating being broke? Like, is that what we're celebrating? Are we celebrating being broke? Are we celebrating, you know, not having our shit together and things like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is there so many parties? Why is there so many people celebrating as much as they're celebrating? And what are we celebrating? And it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, party is just a party. Like, that's a waste of time. Like, time is very valuable, especially when you're young and you don't have it and you're working towards it. Time, I know they say time is on your side when you're young, but it's really not. I'm not saying you should rush your growth or rush being the best version of yourself, because everybody's life and story is different, of course. But my whole point and my thing is, next day, you know, well, one day you're 18, graduating high school, the next you're 20, the next you're 25, then you're 30. That's 12 years right there. You're like, man, ain't no way 12 years just went by like that. Just like myself, for example, I'm like, man, I graduated high school 7 years ago, over 7 years ago. And I'm like, man, has it really been that long? Because I remember that day like yesterday. I kid y'all not, man. That's a day I'll never forget, of course. Just for the simple fact, I remember everything I did verbatim. I remember what I ate that day. I remember, you know, I remember going, God rest her soul, I remember going to the cemetery to visit my grandmother's gravesite. I remember, you know, don't laugh. Y'all will laugh, but y'all go to hell. I remember, you know, eating cereal with peanut butter and chocolate almonds. And I remember eating that in the morning. I remember when I was on the way downtown at the convention center in Shreveport. You know what I'm saying? For those who back home remember and know what I'm talking about. I remember the traffic was bad as hell. I had to park in a garage on the other side of the fucking convention center. And then I had to hit a wall. I said, God damn. I said, man, it's too hot for this shit. You know what I'm saying? I got my little slacks on, and I look good. I have my afro. My fro was lined up. I ain't had no facial hair. I look young as hell on my graduation picture. I look old as fuck right now. Skip, I look good though. But no, man, so like I was saying, I remember everything I did. I remember talking to my ex at the time on the phone. She was like, congratulations, baby. I'm so proud. All this bullshit. Y'all been not laughing there, bro. Y'all got to chill out. Hey, man, y'all got to chill out. But no, man, I remember talking to her. I remember, because I was still with my mom at the time. I remember her coming home, or when I came home, she came in the room and told me how proud she was of me. Because I don't blame her for it. Y'all probably laugh when I'm about to say, but after I crossed the stage, she left. She said, I didn't want to deal with all that traffic and shit. I don't blame you. But my dad stayed, my aunt stayed, my uncle stayed, my little cousin stayed, or my aunts, rather. I had multiple aunts that stayed. I had friends of my uncles or friend or family friends or friends of the family. I'm sorry, they stayed. Everybody wanted to take pictures with me. My father and I, we took pictures together, and we all went out to eat because I had got invited to a party. I had got invited to a party by somebody who I was cool with. He was like, man, we're going to be at such and such. He's like, man, you want to go? I said, man, to be honest with you, bro, I appreciate the offer. But I'm like, man, my aunt, my uncle, they came all the way from Dallas just to see me cross the stage. Now, they could have just sent the card. They could have just, you know, gave me some money or whatever the case may be. They could have just sent the gift and went on about their way. But I'm like, the fact of the matter is they drove 3.5 hours, 3.5, 4 hours just to see me cross the stage and then come out to eat with me. And then they want to eat with me, too. I'm like, come on, man. I owe them that, bro. You know what I'm saying? And he said, man, shit, you a real one, bro. He dapped me up. He said, man, be easy out there, bro. He was like, man, it was good seeing you all these years. And you a cool-ass dude. And I said, likewise, brother. I said, you crazy as hell. But he started laughing. He said, man, you know how it is. I said, shit, get the fuck away from me. But, nah, I'm just... Y'all know me, bro. Y'all know I'm always making a joke. But... yeah, man, so it's stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because I thought, I'm like, man, they came this far, bro, just to see me cross the stage. I'm not going to do them like that. Now, somebody could be like, that day was about you, that was your day, and blah, blah, blah. And I even told my aunt that, you know, because she asked me when we went to Denny's. And I remember because okay, your boy likes chocolate. I love chocolate milk. You know what I'm saying? I remember what I got. I got some chocolate milk, and that was the beginning of me not eating pork, so I ain't getting no pork, but I got, like, some pancakes and eggs, hash browns. Yeah, I had some pancakes, eggs, and hash browns. Fuck y'all. I know somebody like, man, this greedy motherfucker. Remember. I'm telling y'all, bro, I remember everything I did that day, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because that Denny's really wasn't too far away from my mom's house. So I was like, shit, you know what I'm saying? After this, I'm just go back to the crib. And we chilling, you know what I'm saying? Because I think my aunt and my uncle, they went on that road that same night after that. Yeah, like, they got on that road that same night. They headed back. So I'm like, bro, that's seven, eight hours of travel time. Not counting them sitting through the whole graduation, taking pictures with me afterwards. So it's stuff like that, like, I never forget. Like, it's the little things like that. Although, like, that's 7-8 hours I know they're not going to get back. But like I said, man, I look at it like, man, that's 7-8 hours. They could have done something else. You know, they could have sent a card. They could have called me or texted me and just left it at that. But I'm like, the fact that they made that drive and were on time. In fact, they were early, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were early. I know traffic was hell, especially coming from Dallas. What day was that? That was Wednesday. Yeah. That was a Wednesday. That was May the 11th of 2016. That was my graduation day. Now, I remember that date because that previous Friday was my last day of school, last test and all that shit. And I remember after the fact, got out of school early. You know what I'm saying? Me and all my homeboys, we was at the field playing football. I was like, no Cam Newton Jr. out there just throwing bombs. I was dying their ass up. No homo. No homo. Goddamn. I was throwing the ball 70, 80 yards. Like, no lie. Like, y'all gassed them too. I was throwing the ball. And this was, I was skinny as hell too. So I didn't really have the arm power I do now. You know, so they liking me to, I was Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes bullshit. But yeah, man, I'm throwing the ball far. We having fun. I think I threw like 7 touchdowns and like 1 pick. But that pick was my fault though. You know what I'm saying? People like, damn, bro. I'm telling y'all, bro. Because we were losing at first. We came back up and won. Because, you know, I've always been tall and athletic. So I'm like, I had batted the ball down. And they said, damn. I said, yep. I said, bro. And, you know what I'm saying? I was talking shit and I name dropping. Me and Trey, you know, we got like a little healthy rivalry. You know what I'm saying? We kind of like, not beefing, you know, just talking shit. Out. You know how it is when you with your homeboys. And I told him, I said, bro, if y'all don't score on this drive, we're going to fucking win. Like, and then I told him, because I think we did the first to like 10 touchdowns in total or some shit like that. Mind you, me, bro. We was in high school, you know, or we had just graduated or finished high school, you know what I'm saying? So we were, God damn, this episode long. Shit. But yeah, man, I'm gonna say this real quick because Anchor hoeing me, trying to cut me off and shit. But yeah, man, so mind you, me, we got out of school early as hell. So yeah, we chilling. But yeah, man, that's the episode. I appreciate the love and support. Because Anchor really giving me a countdown. I got like 1 minute. I appreciate the love and support. Yeah, y'all get off my damn phone. But no, man, like, I'm going to just say this in all seriousness real quick. Man, they really saying, man, they really, what,
when the fuck they cut the segment time down? But yeah, man, like I was saying, man, like everybody doesn't need a voice on social media because a lot of this shit is really redundant and repetitive, and people are projecting their insecurities out to the masses, and that shit I don't really rock with, you know. But yeah, man, that's the episode. Y'all get off my damn phone.